We're discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush last week, so we were discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah. There's a mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush, and both men and women are obligated. And what we're discussing is based on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says when you daven Friday night Shmona Esrei and you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, you fulfill your biblical commandment of Kiddush. And again, it's not a man-woman issue. It could be, it's the same thing. It is a matter of who daven. Generally, the more men daven by Riv than women do. And so therefore, it's usually that the man was davening either in shul home and the woman did not. And so therefore, a woman still chayiv in Kiddush min HaTorah, while a man, in theory, has already fulfilled his mitzvah midrabbanan. So how could someone who's only obligated to Rabbanan fulfill a mitzvah for someone who's still obligated to raise? So that's the kasha of the Dogel Merivava. And he says, good question, have your wife daven or have your daughter daven and take care of the problem. So therefore, we're all on the same level. And therefore, it's okay. However, the Chasam Sofer answers, it's not a problem because mitzvah strichas kavana, mitzvahs require intent. And Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah. So we assume on a mitzvah min HaTorah, everyone agrees mitzvah require intent before you do the mitzvah. It's a post facto debate. Legally, if I did a mitzvah without the requisite kavana, do I have to go back or not? So by a mitzvah min HaTorah, we say yes, generally. By a mitzvah d'rabbanan, we say no. So Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah. So since most people, number one, don't even know you can fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush in Friday night davening, and then if you do, you know not to, so therefore you have best neutral to negative kavano, or you have no knowledge, and therefore it's not a problem. So he says it's not really a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan says it would be a problem in theory. In theory it's a problem, but we have another principle, Yatza Motzi, that we have a principle. Even though I did the mitzvah once, I could still do the mitzvah many times. If I'm the only one who knows how to blow shofar in town, and I could go to the four different shuls and blow shofar for everybody. And similarly, you know, as we'll see, by Megillah also, Purim's coming up. If I'm the only one person who knows how to read the Megillah, so therefore, as long as the other people are obligated in Megillah reading, so then you could go ahead and read the Megillah for them. So and since women are chayiv in Kiddush, so everyone agrees they're included in this principle of Areva. The discussion, someone who's exempt from the mitzvah, maybe the principle doesn't apply. But women are chayiv in Kiddush, therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not a problem. You don't have to do anything about it. It works. The Minchas Chinuch attacked the principle of the Magen Avraham. He said, the principle is not true. What's the working assumption? By davening Friday night, you can fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush. He says that's not true, because the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, in order to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush, you need to remember Ma'aseh Bereishis, the creation of the world, but you also have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt. So in Friday night, Shmon Esrei, there is no Zecha Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's only Vayichu HaShamayim. So he says it's not a problem. He says, however, I agree, on a Shabbos that falls out on, when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, by Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, then yeah, well Yom Kippur you wouldn't be, for other reasons you're not making the Kiddush, but on when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so therefore, you're right, then it would be a problem. So he agrees it would be a problem. See, the Aruch HaShulchan's not bothered Yad Samotzi. The Minchas Chinuch says it would be a problem, but it's much a limited problem. It's only when, when you are going to do, when you're going to daven yantiv, so then you're going to mention both, so then the man does fulfill his mitzvah in HaTorah. However, the retort back is that we do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not in Shmona Esrei. We mention in the Kriya Shema, in the Berakas Kriya Shema, and the Kriya Shema, we mention it to the Efasoma Gula Tfila. That's good. That we assume that's good enough. So those are the different responses. Either you agree with the principle and they try to come up with a technical reason why it's not a problem, or you fundamentally say it's not an issue and you go right ahead. So based on these, so then there's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eger. even though he says perhaps, but he says it's a minig Yisrael that what do you do when you go home when you after shul? I guess I assume even if you don't go to shul after you daven, maybe you do. You say everyone says good Shabbos or Shabbat Shalom or whatever language you use, a guten Shabbos. So he says, where's that minig based on? He says, ulai, perhaps that's the minig. Your husband comes home from shul, the wife responds a good Shabbos, or so perhaps she fulfills a mitzvah in our Torah by saying good Shabbos, because the Rambam talks about the mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah of Zachar, Zachar Shom HaShabbos Lekar, so to mention the Shabbos day, Pet. So he says, he suggests that, and as well, others point out that when a woman does Hadlakas Neiros, it's again, so see, Kiddush, men and women are obligated in, and the truth is, Hadlakas Neiros, men and women are. What I mean to say, if you're alone, you have to do Hadlakas Neiros, you got to make Kiddush, whether you're male or female. The minhag was always the woman had the Hadlakas Neiros, and the man had the Kiddush, but fundamentally, you're both chayiv in both. So whoever's doing, so in the case of a wife, when she's doing Hadlakas Neiros, there are different tachinas they added. I don't know. I haven't done it in a long time. He writes, so therefore, the tachinas are in there, and that's why the tachinas are in there, and therefore you're yote, or I think, I'm not sure if it's Chabad, some say, have the bracha Shabbos Kodesh in there. Like, I'm not sure if it's a Chabad or somewhere, but so the issue is whether, so he says Uai, because the issue is that a good enough, you need special mention of Shabbos, is a good Shabbos enough, or do we have to say a good Shabbos Kodesh, or as many adjectives as ever we determine one needs? So is that enough of a praise of, because the Rambam says the mitzvah is, you praise Shabbos in its entrance and in its exit. So it could be depending on a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, and what is the nature of Kiddush, period. According to the Rambam, Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be working with the opinion of the Rambam, because the Rambam says, see, it says, Zachar, here's the Pasuk, to put it down into the bare minimum. The Pasuk says, Zachar Shom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So it says Zachar, and it says Lekadsho. In other words, you need both. But what's the Iker? Is the Iker the Zachar, or is the Iker Lekadsho? So the Rambam seems to learn the Iker is the Zachar. The point is, you have to give a special mention of Shabbos. That's why we'll say right now, according to the Rambam, in theory, you can make Kiddush and perhaps maybe do Malachi after. In other words, they don't necessarily go hand in hand. Zechira Shabbos, perhaps, and Issa Malacha, don't necessarily, in other words, hypothetically, as we know, we see by lighting candles, you could light candles and then go drive to shul. And so if you have a question? Yeah. So, like, I'll tell you where it comes up. Shlomo Zalman discussed the Shaila. Like, obviously, most time you're making Kiddush, you're not going into your car. But the case is, let's say hypothetically, there's a nursing home in Hamilton, and let's say hypothetically they make early Shabbos, and you're making late Shabbos. And let's say you're the rabbi there, or just someone in the community coming to volunteer. Could you make Kiddush for them, and then? And then drive home. That's where it would come up. So, in theory, the Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses the possibility. Obviously, you don't have a mind to fulfill Kiddush then. But I'm just saying is, but he discusses the possibility that maybe you can do that. Maybe he concludes even yes. But the point being is, it's only a discussion according to the Rambam, who holds that the Icarus is the. You know, we could discuss that Shaila in more detail another time. But Zechira, the main thing is to. So I don't necessarily have to accept Shabbat. In fact, the Rambam Shita is you don't make Kiddush on Shabbat. You make Kiddush before Shabbat, because the Rambam Shita is, according to by the way many learn, is there is no, the only time you have a mitzvah of Tosefes adding is on Yom Kippur. Biblically speak, there is no Tosefes Shabbat. So how could you make Kiddush? Like, according to the other opinions, the reason you can make Kiddush the simple pshat is because, so in other words, that's the question. The question is, how could you make Kiddush early? Like early before Shkia, let's say. Or how could you make it after Plag HaMincha? So The shaila is, what's the status of Tosefes Shabbos? So the Or Zarua writes, it's biblical. What's my proof? The kasha is the teretz. The fact I can make kiddush during an earlier zman, kiddush is a mitzvah in HaTorah. If Tosefes was only a zman derabanan, how could I do a mitzvah in HaTorah during a zman derabanan? And the Mordechai says the opposite. From here we see, you can do a mitzvah in HaTorah and a zman derabanan. The fact it works here, they came to two different conclusions. That's the Mordechai sheet that you could, a chiyuv d'rabbanan can be motzi d'oraisa. But the Rambam sheet is, there is no Tosefes Shabbos, so how could you make Kiddush at all? The Rambam writes that the mitzvah is to make Kiddush before Shabbos. That's the, it's not that you're making Kiddush early, is that's the Zman. Like a, that you, it's not a din until, I guess you don't have to make it early, but if you're making it, or you can make it on Shabbos also, but if you're making it whenever its entrance is, but you're making it because that's the Zman, not because of Tosefes Shabbos. So therefore, according to the Ramban focuses on the word Lakadsho. He compares it to like Yovel, when the Beis Din is Makadish the Yovel year. So he says, you can't separate Kiddush from Isser Malacha. In other words, if I make Kiddush, that means it's Isser Malacha immediately. There's no theoretical Heichad. Practically speaking, we rarely ever do it. But when it comes up, according to the Rambam, there's what to talk. For instance, that's the difference between, let's say, it could be a man or a woman, whoever's making Hadlakas Neiros, but that's why, strictly speaking, you can, if a man who usually doesn't like Neiros, he could go into the car even after his wife lights candles. He's not being... But let's say a man who usually lights candles, unless he has a specific stipulation, he's not going to accept Shabbos, then he can't, you know, again, if he never does, the assumption is that you don't. However, the halacha is, let's say, on a yontif, if you're making a shechiyanu, so that's why some recommend the shechiyanu should wait, don't make it at Hadlakas Neiros, wait to Kiddush, because if you make shechiyanu at Hadlakas Neiros, you could scream from here to tomorrow, yontif is binding on you. So you can't light candles, have a mind, and get in the car, because Shechiyanu is Mechayev Yu Baal Karcha. So too, the Ramban saying by Kiddush, right? But you can't separate the two. The Ramban is saying is, you can't separate the Issur Melacha from Kiddush. So therefore, there's no concept of making Kiddush and then doing Melacha, but it's all based on, so Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, based on the Rambam, that the mitzvah is the chira, the ikar is the zachar, not the kacho. So perhaps saying good Shabbos, or some say maybe if you say Shabbos Tova, you throw in a couple of more nice adjectives about Shabbos, you can fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush. And therefore, when you go home, your wife responded, or whoever's home responded, and therefore, you're only chaya midraban, and therefore everyone's on the same level. Those are different ages. And what the woman says in the Techinas, when by the Hadwakas Neiros, to the Efo, the bottom line is either we both stay Daraisa or we both stay Darabanan, according to all answers, except the Aruch HaShulchan's not bothered. Yotza Motzi, I could still do it again, yeah. So I guess tomorrow morning we're on, I guess it's 8:30 davening tomorrow, right? Yeah, so we're on, you know, Yarchi Kala tomorrow morning. I mean, the usual.